You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Arahi with Searching in the Sun, the 80s dance remix. We've got Arahi on the line. Morena, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. How's it going?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you this morning. I've been loving that song since we've had it on the playlist, but you've also been putting out, well, you have put out on Matariki, one of the most gorgeous piano tracks I think I've heard in a while, and now you're going to be celebrating it on tour. It's called There's Nothing Like It, and that's also the name of the tour you're taking around the country. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been working on, because your music has a very sort of soulful, introspective quality to it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get off on doing like character-based tunes, or like kind of creating like worlds for the tunes to live in, you know, and trying to create things that I'd like to see in real life, but don't, you know.
I feel like that's a good place to start with any type of art making. What do you personally want to see that you don't see, or that you want to see more of, maybe? And then that feels like the gap to fill, or the space to put your creative energy.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. I mean, and for you personally, it's a good place to start. And then the collateral damage of that is that it may help other people, you know, which is kind of the which is the added bonus.
Is that how you listen to music as well, do you think? You're sort of listening to songs that fill that space for you as well?
Yeah, I think so. But there's like so many facets to a person anyway, and it's kind of every song can kind of fill a space that, you know, maybe you didn't even know you had type yeah. thing, you know.
And I think there's something magic when that does happen, when you connect with a track and you, it sort of touches a part of you you didn't know maybe needed to hear that or to experience that. Music is very special at kind of creating those connections. And I'm quite interested in this idea of like a character-based way of approaching it, because that's such an interesting sort of conceptual space to step into. When you say characters, are you imagining a person? Is it a version of yourself? How does that kind of world building happen for you?
I think it starts with just a version of myself, maybe, or just I didn't want to be stuck in any sort of genre or any sort of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like really restrictive and kind of boring, really.
Yeah.
So I kind of choosing parts of yourself maybe and parts that you see in other people, and then creating kind of imagining how that person would write or how that person would react to things or what they'd think. And it's really exciting. I find it really fun and super interesting digging into people's kind of the way of the human condition, I suppose.
Yeah, totally. Are you the kind of person who shares with, like, you know, select friends or bandmates or people you sort of have a musical connection with while you're writing, or do you like to sort of have what you've worked on be quite sort of tidy and ready to go before you show it to others?
Yeah, it probably has to be pretty up to par before I show someone. I never know as well. I never know if anything's any good. I still don't. You kind of just have to trust and hope. And yeah, I never can really tell if anything's ever any good. So kind of just do your best, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good ethos. I guess when you play to an audience, though, you must start to get a bit of a sense of when things are connecting. And that's the lovely thing about being on the road, is you get to have those in-person connections with people who have listened to your music or maybe are coming into your space for the first time. You're taking a baby grand piano with you, is that right? Or are you going to be playing on the piano in all of these beautiful venues?
Yeah, so that's kind of the hard concept for a lot of people to wrap their head around. But we have our own baby grand piano that comes with us.
Wow.
And a whole mechanism that my friend Joe has built under his business Underground, which is portable piano type business, which pretty much allows it to be lifted and moved kind of anywhere.
Whoa.
Theoretically speaking, yeah.
That's quite incredible. Was that something that you sort of knew about with your mate before you concocted this tour, or was it kind of the other way around? You're like, I'd love to be able to do this. How do we make it happen?
Well, yeah, Joe's like a visionary, man. Like, he comes up with these things, and then I'm like, it's usually him first, and I'll go, hey, you know what, let's take it on the road, let's do a tour, let's do a piano tour. Put it to the test, I guess, you know.
There's a very magic quality to hearing, I think, a baby grand played. It's sort of hard to explain until you do actually hear it, and it's not like a normal piano. It's got its own sort of resonance and voice to it. Is piano one of your first instruments? How did you sort of come into writing and making?
Piano's really new for me. Well,
true.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I've been playing piano for only a few years, but in the scheme of things, it's quite new. I first played guitar when I was like 8 or something, 7 or 8. So piano's quite new for me, but writing on piano is just opens up so many possibilities, I think, and just changes everything. Really.
In what way? How is it different to I guess writing on your guitar?
Well, guitar doesn't really make any sense. Like, why would they lay it out like that? Why would they? It just kind of makes no sense. And piano, it's just all laid out in front of you, literally in black and white. It's like it's. Yeah, it's begging to be, you know, written. It's there's no kind of barriers. It's kind of, you can see everything, and it just comes straight from inspiration to, you know, written song.
Mm. I want to hear about There's Nothing Like It. This is a really beautiful track, and you released it over Matariki. What's the song about for you?
I've had the song for a while, but it's sort of, the song itself kind of talks about how being on the inside of something that you can feel and you understand, but how impossible that is to share it with someone else.
Mm.
And to explain it. It's impossible to explain some things, you know. Just the, with anything really, I suppose, anything that you feel strongly about, you can't really, and in the song you can hear me struggling to explain something to the listener, I guess.
Mm.
You know, trying to compare it to a thousand sunrises or you know, things like that.
Mm. It's a beautiful track, and I think this is going to be a really magic tour that you're heading off on. You're playing plenty of places. Napier, Lee, here in Tamaki. You're going to be in Raglan, Tauranga, and Wellington as well. We'll catch you in this kind of Auckland region this Saturday. That's when you're playing at the Lee Sawmill Cafe, or on Sunday at Frieda's in Grey Lynn. That's a really gorgeous couple of venues here. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, for sure. I haven't been on tour in a long time, and these songs need an airing, I guess. I can't wait to try new things and try new tunes and just gauge reactions, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
But we've also got Ed Waka opening up for us on Saturday and Sunday, both shows, which is such an honour of mine. He's an amazing musician. From Auckland, so I'm super stoked to be able to do these shows, but also to have such support from Ed and everyone up there. Yeah,
amazing. Oh, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Arahi. We're going to listen to There's Nothing Like It, and we will catch you across this weekend at either the Lee or at Frieda's here in Auckland. Banished Music is the place to go and get tickets. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Cool, thank you, Rachel.
forget. But I've been worried before, but I can't call it anything, it never was.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.